Joining us right now to discuss how the COVID pandemic has impacted his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And as always, I want to thank you for having me on, and good afternoon to you as well.
So what are the latest in terms of numbers in the city of Brockton?
Sure. Our metrics are 434 loss of life, total cases 14,089, and current cases is 107. So those are the numbers. Good news is we're in a consistent yellow. We will be opening up on June 1st, City Hall. As you know, City Hall's been closed. It's appointment only. But in light of the fact that the numbers are starting to trend in the right direction, and the, with medical consultants and the Board of Health, we will be opening up City Hall again starting next week. So that's really a step in the right direction without question.
Now, with things opening up, do you anticipate things being back to normal as they were pre-pandemic, or do you think some things will still be closed as we get into the summer months?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think. Listen, we're trying to be able to pivot in a normal direction. And one thing that I declared yesterday, I created an initiative called Brockton Open for Business, and we're really trying to help our businesses, small, medium, large-sized businesses. So we're working with the BRA, Brockton Redevelopment Authority, to get a survey with all local businesses, and I've mandated that the department heads here in the city of Brockton come up with some ideas, too, best practices to help our businesses. So, you know, I'm hopeful. Last Sunday was a historic day in the city of Brockton. We honored Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and that really was a beautiful day weather-wise, but to have people together, was just a kind of a sense of normalcy, which was great, Dan, to be honest with you.
Now, do you think that there will still be any kind of mask restrictions in place, anything like that?
Well, I think here, when the governor, his orders come into effect, people will be honoring that. I will tell you that as mayor, if it's a city business, we're going to pause it a little bit. And again, it's the honor system, right? To say you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks. But if you're not vaccinated, we're going to ask in city businesses to wear masks. But we are, we're taking it in steps that I think are done in a proper manner. We're doing a soft opening at our Council on Aging next week, and our library is going to do some soft openings. So, we're definitely moving in a direction that all of us are hoping and have been hoping for a long time. So I'm really excited about it. Another thing I'm excited about, Dan, I just want to let you know it's historic. It's never happened by any other mayor. Of course, Pride Month is coming up in June, and next Wednesday, which is June 2nd at 11:30, we're going to have the LGBTQ flag raised at City Hall. It's never been done before, and my whole mantra is inclusion in the City of Champions. So that's really going to be a great day, and I hope the weather's with us for that day.
So it sounds like basically celebrations are returning to the city of Brockton, more or less.
We are. I mean, we did a little event yesterday to honor some Brockton High alumni. Tonight, Cardinal Spelman High School is having a graduation, which I'll be attending. So, again, it's starting to trend in that right direction. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm proud about that. One of my children just got vaccinated. Again, it's a personal choice, but we are working diligently with our middle schools. We've done vaccinations to the middle schools, and every weekend we're working with our partners at DPH and Board of Health to give vaccines at the Westgate Mall and some of the local supermarkets. So it's all hands on deck, and we're going to continue to work together to try to save lives in Brockton.
Now, speaking of the schools, of course, schools are back in session. How is that still going overall?
Exceptional. I mean, Brockton High, think about that. It's one of the largest public high schools east of the Mississippi. Now, not every kid that was allowed to come back came back, right? Some parents and guardians decided to stay home and do the remote version, but the hybrid has been completely phased out. There's 1,800 kids up at Brockton High right now on a day-to-day basis. I had a conversation with the principal yesterday, Dr. Cliff Murray, and it's going extremely well. We have large tents put up outside, so anything we can do outside, like band and music and even lunch, we're doing that at all the schools in Brockton. So I want to thank the school committee and, of course, Superintendent Mike Thomas and everybody that's working to make that happen. And schools will be out on the 16th of June, so we are really seeing the home stretch right now.
Now, I understand there's also a program to combat truancy that might be related to COVID.
Yeah, we've been working, again, collectively based on the student population here. And, again, it's not normal, right? So everyone is hurting, not just financially, but emotionally and mentally as well. So Mike Thomas and I, again, we're both products of the Brockton Public Schools. He graduated from Brockton High in 87, and I was 88. So we are working with our staff to try to help, and we are providing, services. And that's what's extremely important right now because of the sense of of loss, not just human loss, which is just tragic, but also the sense of losing certain things. You know, we are going to be doing a graduation a week from Saturday at Brocken High. We're doing it in two sessions, right? There's four buildings at Brocken High. So, again, the whole goal right now is to get back to some sense of normalcy, do it in a safe manner, continue to still, you know, do all the health protocols, Dan. But, you know, we are moving forward here in the City of Champions, and I'm really excited about it. It's a long time coming.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a great weekend and enjoy Memorial Day. And we will talk again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.